And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Dan, Hushim. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. And I, behold, I have given him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. And with him was Aholiab, son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, an engraver, and a cunning workman, and an embroiderer in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet and fine linen. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord, and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. Of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 72,700. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards. On the 10th day, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai, prince of the children of Dan, offered. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the re-reward of all the camps throughout their hosts. And over his host was Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. The tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gemali. These are the sons of Dan after their families. Of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Dan, Bakai, the son of Joglai. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah, that is, over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan. And the seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan according to their families. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Elishem and took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Elishem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities, with their villages. And the rest of the children of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh 10 cities. And out of the tribe of Dan, Eltike with her suburbs, Gibbethon with her suburbs. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountain, for they would not suffer them to come down to the valley. Gilead abode beyond Jordan, and why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breaches. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan, between Zorah and Eshtiel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coast, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtiel, to spy out the land, and to search it. And they said unto them, Go, search the land, who when they came to Mount Ephraim, or to the house of Micah, they lodged there. And the 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gate. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried unto the children of Dan, And they turned their faces and said unto Micah, What aileth thee, that thou comest with such a company? And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life with the lives of thy household. And the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back into his house. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit the name of the city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. Then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man, from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, unto the Lord in Mizpeh. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord, to translate the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with him, Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba all the days of Solomon. And he set the one in Bethel, and the other he put he in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of the host which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Beth-Mehekah, and all Cinneroth with all the land of Naphtali. Howbeit from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not from after them, to wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel and that were in Dan. Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, and to the rulers of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it. And Joab answered, Of Dan, Azareel, the son of Jeroham, these were the princes of the tribes of Israel, of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold, and in silver, in brass, in iron, in stone, and in timber, in purple, in blue, and in fine linen, and in crimson. Also to grave any manner of graving, and to find out every device which shall be put to him with thy cunning men, and with the cunning men of my lord David thy father. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto the king of Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem, for they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was written. For a voice declareth from Dan, and publisheth affliction from Mount Ephraim. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. Dan also and Jabin, going to and fro occupied in thy fairs, bright iron, cassia, and calamus were in thy market. Now these are the names of the tribes. From the north end to the coast of the way of Hethlon, as one goeth to Hamath, Hazar-Enon, the border of Damascus, northward to the coast of Hamath. For these are his sides east and west, a portion for Dan. And by the border of Dan, from the east side unto the west side, a portion for Asher. And at the east side 4,500, and three gates, and one gate of Joseph, one gate of Benjamin, one gate of Dan. They that swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, Thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manor of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again.